Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy Podcast Network. I'm Mallory Kraft and I'm glad you're here.
All right. Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy. This episode is sponsored by Coop Ale Works, which I unfortunately did not bring Judy a beer. Sorry. I'm really sorry.
Maybe we could tweet out, bring Judy a beer. Hashtag bring Judy a beer.
Actually, there's some Prairie Ale Works in there, but I'm not sure how old it is. And it's not cold.
Let's start over.
Cut that. Judy is here joining me. And this, you haven't been on in a long time.
Yeah, I was pregnant.
Yes, the last time. And now you have a one-year-old child.
1.02, kind of. Yeah, he's getting
so,
bigger.
He's so cute, though.
He's a gem.
So Judy is back. We are going to do our second annual Best of OKC Gazette commentary, I guess. It's kind of just an informational episode.
It's to help you right. for the ones you're straddling. Mm-hmm. You know the line on.
Because there are some hard ones in here. I was looking at it and I was doing my research and I was like, there's some I am not prepared to answer. There are some that I don't want to answer. There are some I'm very confused about.
Okay, great. And there are some categories that remain
not
ghost categories that we're going to bring up today.
We need to bring it up. I feel like there are a lot of categories that are just way too similar. Mm-hmm. And then there are some that are just not there mm-hmm. that need to be integrated into this yeah. into this survey.
I think we need to cut 15% of the categories.
I do too. Because it's like, yeah, we'll get into it. We'll get
great.
Into
okay.
it.
Okay, so I had some ideas for the pod.
Okay.
So one, a veto question. One where we're like, I just don't even want to answer this. And you have one veto.
Okay.
And we're just going to move on. We're not going to have the discussion. Either it's boring or it's going to cause us to fight.
Right.
I don't want to
okay.
do that.
I get a veto. You get a veto.
Yeah.
Okay.
One veto.
Perfect.
Please. Let's skip grocery gab.
Okay.
Let's skip, what's the next one? Eat of the week.
Eat of the week.
Let's skip OKC Talk Talk. And because they're going to come up.
Yeah.
So I've been eating. I've been grocery shopping. I've been reading OKC Talk.
Okay, good. Perfect.
So I got you on this.
Okay, good.
But we should jump into this.
I love it when I have like just an easy podcast guest.
Man.
They come in. They know what the show's about.
Yeah. I've been preparing for it all year by spending the majority of my disposable income on local OKC eats and drinks.
Wow. You're truly a Oklahoma City's public servant.
I am.
She works at the library.
I've never
folks.
Worked for a corporation.
Some hot library drama on Twitter today. Did you see
oh
it?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Did you see it?
Nobody believes that.
Right.
Did you see that where the guy was like, you don't have to pay taxes though? She was like, I want to.
Yeah.
It's such a small portion of your taxes.
Right.
And I just want to thank every OKC property owner, anybody that rents and pays property taxes through their rent for supporting the library.
Yeah.
And if you have ideas, we want to be a better library for you.
The library is great.
Yeah. Find my professional email somewhere.
Yeah. okay. So let's just jump into it,
okay,
I guess.
Great.
We're going to go through food and drink. We have to answer 32 of these to like actually submit it.
No problem.
Right.
We got it.
So let's just start.
Great.
So the first category is best tea or coffee house.
Okay, so the rankings are All About Cha, Coffee Slingers Roasters, Elemental Coffee Roasters, The Red Cup, Urban Tea House.
So do you think this should be two categories?
Wait, tea versus coffee?
No, like have a best place to get tea and a best place to get coffee.
No, because I think they serve the same purpose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So All About Cha and Elemental to me, and Red Cup even too, are also places to eat.
Yeah.
And I would like to judge them on that. So mm-hmm. I think we should judge them exclusively
okay.
by their coffee.
Okay.
In this one. The other way I like to think about these categories is like, what is so woven into the fabric of Oklahoma City and could only be the best choice for people that are in Oklahoma City? Does that change your perspective on these questions?
Yeah, because I feel like All About Cha is...
Yeah, it feels really corporate.
It is very corporate
yeah.
and a franchise. Like, it yeah. could pop up in Dallas or it could pop
oh,
up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So that kind of X's that one out for me. Urban Tea House, I just feel like Christie is so well-known.
I love Urban Tea House. There's just so many places. Like, my social time out has fallen off,
mm-hmm.
and I just haven't made it to Urban Tea
yeah.
House.
I don't go there either.
I want to.
I...
This is an inspirational list, to be honest.
Yeah.
For me, my favorite place is somebody who is like, I'm going to buy you a latte. Where are we going? I'm going to Coffee Slingers. I've always said, if it was just coming down to coffee, that's where I go.
Yeah. I am going to say Elemental.
Okay.
Because just number on coffee. One, just on coffee, not on parking. Think about it. Think about your mental anguish when it comes to the streetcar.
Oh, gosh.
Right.
I'll tell you one thing. I went to an Elemental Coffee Anthem event.
Okay.
And I got this, like, great little coffee mug that says Elemental and Anthem. And I, like, flexed that so hard at work. Like, I am cool.
Elemental is definitely a cool place. I do love Coffee Slingers, though. Red Cup, I would like to judge them on food, so I can't even.
Elemental is definitely the place to see and be seen.
Right.
Coffee Slingers could have that, but for some reason just doesn't. Mm-hmm. So for, like, the OKC movers and shakers. Yeah, I'll go Elemental on that. We can vote Elemental.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. Great. The next question is, and this
might be a mutual veto.
Yeah. I think so. Best Oklahoma winery. Canadian River Vineyards and Winery, Claren Ridge Vineyard and Winery, Put a Cork in It Winery, Shrubble Creek Vineyards, and Water's Edge Winery. I don't feel prepared to judge.
Yeah, I couldn't answer any of those.
Any of that. So it made me think, I'm like, there's not like a powerhouse winemaker in Oklahoma City.
No.
There's not one that you're like, okay, yes, I know that. I'm going to vote for them.
Would that be because it's not a wine growing region? Probably. And you can make beer anywhere?
Right. Mm. And OKC is really into craft beer right now.
Yeah.
So the next category is best local craft beer. And this one's hard.
Yeah.
So you have Anthem Brewing.
Yeah.
Coop Ale Works. Prairie Artisan Ales, Roughtail Brewing Company, and Stone Cloud. So let's talk about these. I got to recently visit what?
Don't do it on like the brewery. What is which beer do you have any of these in your fridge at home right now?
Coop.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have Anthem.
Okay.
Arjuna is my beer. If I'm coming to your house, have a cold Arjuna ready for me.
Right.
Aces. Thank you.
I really like Prairie as well, but I don't have it at my house.
I love to go to the Prairie brew room.
Me too.
Tap room.
Yes.
I love it there. It's I want so the beautiful. Rest of that space to be full. Mm-hmm. It's like empty.
I want OKC over Edie's headquarters
OKC
to be there.
OEHQ.
Yeah. And I could walk over here, do my recording, go back. I mean, it'd be perfect. It'd be perfect. But if you're thinking beer, I always reach for a coupe.
Because I always reach for a coupe.
Because they have sponsors of this
OKC
podcast.
Over easy. Vote coupe.
Vote coupe.
Okay. Vote coupe.
But Stone Cloud is doing a lot of cool things.
Oh,
as well.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Great space.
And Roughtail, I like Roughtail stuff too. I don't know.
They're all good. We're the winners.
We're the true winners.
Because of that, yeah.
Okay. Best beer selection. So these are bars with taps, I guess. So McNelly's. The Jones Assembly, The Pump, Oak and Ore, Tap Works.
So I never would get a beer at the Jones Assembly.
No, never.
I would get lots of other drinks. Yeah. I love to drink there.
Right.
Also, like, The Pump, I actually like getting a beer there because I also get a lot of sweet drinks and I bounce it out there.
Yeah.
But I don't think of it as a place with, like, you got to see the taps there.
Right.
If somebody was like, I want to get some beers. Let's go and drink beers tonight. For me, it's going to be between Oak and Ore and McNelly's, depending on the mood. Is it plaza night or something like that?
Well, Oak and Ore, I feel like McNelly's is just stripped away from, like, pretense. You just get whatever you want. It's like a crazy mix of different people. Mm-hmm. That's definitely more of the vibe that I like.
Yeah.
I feel like Oak and Ore sometimes is a little, they love their beer a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to tend to go to McNelly's, but I don't really drink a ton of different types of beer either.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, let's vote McNelly's because that's where we want to get the beer.
Right. Perfect. Okay, this one is very interesting, and I have a lot of opinions about it.
Yeah, me too. Okay, let me read this one.
Okay.
Best cocktail in the restaurant bar that serves it. Frosé, the Jones Assembly, JFK, Bunker Club. This is my Oscar voice. Can you tell?
Yes.
Lunchbox, Edna's. Painkiller, Bunker Club, The Black Betty, The Pump Bar. We already got a problem.
I have
splitting your bunker club votes.
Yes. Yes. This is like exactly what happened in college whenever there were two Sigma Kappas up for homecoming queen. Oh, we had to pick which one we were going to vote
for.
Got
to coordinate before.
Yeah.
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 But which also, one of these, are any of these your drink at that bar?
Yes. Frosé at Jones Assembly.
Frosé. Yeah. That's always where I start.
Yes.
I'm always surprised about the gummy bear. I forget about it.
Right. And it's perfect. Like, it's perfect. And it tastes so good.
Yeah.
You can tell there's so much sugar in it, but it's like, it's not sweet when you're done with it. You're like, I could drink another one of those.
I'll tell you another vote for the Black Betty. That's usually my starter drink at the pump.
Yeah.
One, because I like it. And two, it's like $1.50 less than every other one. And you're like, well, I'm settling in for some drinking today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me start with that cheaper drink.
Yes.
So that's a big fan. I'm not here for a lunchbox.
It's not a cocktail. It's a chuggable.
Also, it's not a cocktail.
Right.
Yeah, great
it's
point.
It's a chuggable drink that's been around forever that has probably won this category years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
I have to give a shout out to the JFK because it's very, that's the one with the avocado rum. It's very different. It's very good. I mean, but it's not.
The painkiller is just like your basic painkiller.
Yeah.
I feel like. The Frosé has changed the game. Like,
it
is associated with the Jones Assembly. You go there for a Frosé.
And no other Frosé in the city, because I've tried some other places, is as good as this Frosé.
The Jones Assembly is the place to go for fun cocktails, and I want to reward them with the win on this category.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Perfect. All right, this is a good one, too. Best margarita. Barrios, fine Mexican dishes. What if I just, like, bleeped that out?
I know.
Chilinos, Cultivar. The Jones Assembly, Revolucion.
Have you had a margarita every one of these places?
I have not had one at the Jones Assembly, but all the other ones I have.
How much does Cultivars cost?
Oh, I don't remember, but I would gander to think 8 to 10.
When I think of a margarita.
And it's like, it's like a low ball glass for sure.
Margarita is not going to be a favorite drink of mine.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of them are probably just made without like syrup.
Right.
I understand that's what's going on at Chilinos.
Mm-hmm.
I still like to get one. I know what I'm getting.
Yes.
I don't know if like a fancier, nicer one is going to do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
For you?
I want to say, so Barrios has the avocado margarita, right? So that one's a little bit different. It's very good. But when we go to Mexican and we're like, let's just go get Mexican food, we're wearing our ball cap and like our athleisure, we're going to go to Chilinos. We're going to get those big ass margaritas.
With the beer.
With the beer in it. It's $9. And then you enjoy it for your whole drink.
So good.
For your whole meal. And that's the one I want to vote for.
Yeah, me too. That's the one I want to vote for.
Perfect. Chilinos, shouting out to you. Okay. So this is another good one.
Yeah.
Best happy hour.
This one's kind of funny.
It's
a turn.
there's a little twist at the end.
Yeah.
Cafe 501, Henry Hudson's, Pony Boy, The Pump, Sonic.
So does happy hour mean best place to go during that time of day or best deals?
I think it's best deals.
Well, what's the deal at The Pump?
I have no idea. I do know Cafe 501 has like $5 drinks.
Oh, okay.
Henry Hudson's, when I would go to Henry Hudson's, would have $1 draft beers.
Oh, which that sounds very Hudson's.
Yeah, which is a great deal. I've never been to happy hour at Pony Boy.
Pony Boy brings in Empire Slices. So drinks are cheap and you can get a slice.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's nice. That's nice. Yeah. It's a little collaboration between the concepts.
Yeah.
I don't know what the pump bar. I don't know what the pump bar is. But
Sonic, we all know how
price. You can't beat Sonic, right?
Right. That's when I'm going to go and get the most stuff at Sonic.
Right.
So, I mean, I think it's the best happy hour.
I think it's the best happy hour,
too. Absolutely.
All right. So next is best breakfast. Hatch, Jimmy's Egg, Jimmy's Roundup Cafe and Fried Pies. Now, before we go any further, have you heard of this restaurant?
No.
Have you ever been to this restaurant?
No.
Okay.
Have you?
No.
Okay.
Neighborhood Jam, Sunnyside Diner.
Okay. Why is Neighborhood Jam like, it's A.M. J-A-M. For morning.
Oh.
Only open in the morning. It just clicked for me.
I didn't get that either.
I don't care for that.
I don't want to fuck with the line. I don't.
Yeah.
It's too long.
How many times have you been to Neighborhood Jam?
Twice.
Okay, I just
went once for a soft opening, and then once we went super early on like a Tuesday.
Yeah.
During work.
I love Hatch.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a bad meal there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things on the menu I want to get every time.
I would say yes. With Hatch. Okay. Yeah. I think I agree with you. I do like Sunnyside Diner as well, but I haven't been there in
a while.
Hold on.
Before we vote.
Okay. I already clicked the button.
The next category is best brunch.
I know. That's why I'm...
So is that going to change anything for you?
Is that going to change anything for you? Because you like Hatch. Hatch is also on the best brunch. Would you rather go... Yeah. I don't... This is one of the things. I'm like, I don't get it if they're the same. But Neighborhood Jam is also a brunch place too. And so is Sunnyside.
Yeah, I mean, it's one or the other. I don't think Jimmy's Roundup Cafe and Fried Pot Fries is a brunch place.
Get ready to see Jimmy's on this list.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So this is I have a few conspiracy theories.
Yeah,
but.
Definitely. I will stick with Hatch.
Okay. For breakfast.
Because I want to vote for Cafe Cacao. I ate a Cafe Cacao today. It is perpetually my eat of the week. I
love Cafe Cacao. Yeah. It's so good.
Hashtag bring back dinner.
I have a coworker though. He loves Cafe Cacao as well. He has a theory that they have toned down their seasonings and
I agree.
And the flavor is not as
spicy.
Not spicy, authentic as it used to be.
I agree.
Okay.
I love Cafe Cacao top to bottom though. Mm-hmm. I miss dinner.
Yeah, I do
too. I was able to make it a couple times. Mm-hmm. Feels like they just did it for 6 months.
Yeah. I guess there wasn't a lot of people going for dinner.
I'll tell you the thing that I like about them the most.
Okay.
Every time you go in there, they have put more into the business.
Yeah.
So I hope that they're paying their employees well. Mm-hmm. I would try to tip well because I want that staff to stay as good as they are.
Yeah.
But they've redone the back. They just put in the coffee window. They have murals. They're always getting new product in the coffee selection.
It would be really easy for them to just take that money and pocket it
exactly.
And not put it back in the business. Yeah.
And so, I think people really have a split in OKC over Antigua versus Cacao.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I don't like Antigua. Mm-hmm. One, I don't think the food is as good. Mm-hmm. But two, it's like super bright. Mm-hmm. It just like has this like feel of like super authentic hole in the wall space. The food doesn't back it up to me.
Right.
So if that's the situation we're in, I'm going to want to see the place that's like new bells and whistles all the time.
Yeah. And then a Nutella latte.
Oh, man.
You know, or a Nutella cortado.
Just like so many kinds of cold brew.
Yeah.
And just the basic cold brew is cheap. It's good and cheap.
The coffee is so good. Even just the basic coffee.
They give a shit.
Yeah, they
give a shit about your coffee.
Yeah.
That's my thing. Jimmy's Egg, give a single shit about your coffee. You say about Midtown Jimmy's Egg?
I never go to Jimmy's Egg ever.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Jimmy's Egg.
Okay.
My parents eat there enough for me.
Oh,
so
wow.
The Midwest City Jimmy's Egg is their spot. Okay, let's go from best brunch to best patio brunch.
Okay.
Now, I don't love eating brunch outside.
Too bright?
Too bright. Too hot.
Yeah.
Maybe. I like a nice evening on the patio. It gets a little dark, you know.
But the happy hour on the patio.
Yeah, it gets cool.
Yeah, I like to end on the patio.
So, I don't want to eat outside at any of these places.
I've never eaten outside at the majority of these places. Been to Hatch, stayed inside. Jones, stayed inside. Pearl, stayed inside. Picasso's. Really, I've only eaten outside like one time, and then Pump, the entire thing is outside.
Yeah, so
this is a little backwards for me. Mm-hmm. I love Pearls.
I do too.
Great, but that's a really nice looking patio.
Yeah,
it's like set back from the street a little bit. Plus, you're like up a level. I haven't eaten outside there actually. I have.
The greenery around Pearls is beautiful,
I love it.
They have a great brunch.
They just have a dress code. You see that on the door?
They have a dress code.
They have a great brunch.
Yeah, build your own Bloody Mary bar.
I love it.
It's awesome. I say we vote for Pearls.
Let's do that.
Because they're a little underrepresented sometimes, I feel.
Okay. Best meal for a deal.
I don't like this one.
And we're talking about the restaurant, not the deal. What does that mean?
That is worded.
Like a deal, like we're going out, this is a big deal.
So this is...
like why would Jones be on there? That's not a deal.
Right.
It's pricey.
For a deal? I don't know. Because I looked at this earlier with Mike and we were like, well, maybe like price, but then Jones Assembly would definitely not be a deal.
The only one I could answer is probably Jimmy's Roundup Cafe because I bet they have like a T-bone for $7.99.
Yeah.
The rest of these are not cheap. Big Truck is not cheap.
No, it's not.
S&B's is expensive too.
Yeah. Okay. We could do Jimmy's. Let's vote for Jimmy's.
What, Jimmy's win one category just for hustling these nominations?
They hustled the nomination. And I'm like, how did you get all these people to vote for you is my real question.
Discounts?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Free meals. Mm-hmm. Best late night eats. Beverly's. Empire Slice House. Gayuti's. The Pump and Waffle Champion. I feel like there's a bunch of bad things that happen at Beverly's late at night.
I'm never there late at night.
I've never, yeah.
Don't drink and drive. Why would you ever go up Expressway?
Right.
Late at night.
No. No.
It would be great if somebody you knew was in the hospital.
Yeah.
It'd be like, let's go to Beverly's while we stand watch.
Exactly. I want to say Waffle Champion.
Me too. I love a Waffle Champion any time of day.
You're down there. You've been drinking. You've
the
been
little
at
window is so cute.
Yeah, and you go and you get it. It's very affordable. Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of food you need.
Yes, when it's a ton of food. It's great. Mm-hmm. Okay, best burger.
This is a nice category.
Yes, The Garage, okay. Nick's Grill, which I'm assuming they're talking about original Nick's, Paddy Wagon, S&B's, Tucker's. Now,
these are all a good burger. Yeah. I get any one of these burgers.
Me too. I have not had Paddy Wagon.
Ever?
Ever.
I have.
Okay.
I very much enjoyed Paddy Wagon.
Okay.
I have not gone in a long time because the vibe is bad.
Oh, okay.
Usually when I'm like over on May, I'm not eating over there.
You're trying
you know
to
what I
get
mean?
Your nails done at Hawaii.
Yeah. Would it be nice to have a burger while you're getting your nails done?
Exactly. Mm. You need it. Yeah, it's like you got your donut, you got your burger.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That Dunkin' Donuts is getting like a lot of business from people going to Hawaii. Yeah,
I know.
Like
I
they're like
it.
15 minutes and you're like, Dunkin' probably pays them to say that.
I bet they do. Dang.
More conspiracies.
Game in the theory.
Okay. Somebody's like, we need to go get burgers. My choice is Tucker's. Okay. I love it. I like the simplicity of it.
Yeah.
S&B's in the Garage have like 25 burgers. And then the burger you get is kind of small.
I always get tacos there too. So it's like,
they haven't sold you on the burgers.
They haven't sold me on the burgers.
I love Tucker's. Plus the milkshake is hitting.
Let's vote for Tucker's. Okay. Tucker's is not my favorite, but.
Mm. Is your favorite on the list?
No.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Well, what is your favorite?
I love a Brahms burger.
Okay, yeah.
I love a Brahms burger before they changed it, but also, which they wouldn't be on this list, but Hop Dottie.
Oh, yeah.
Hop Dottie had...
Is it Hop Dottie?
Hop Dottie.
It's not Hop Daddy?
Hop Dottie. Hop Dottie. Okay. It was it was the best burger I've had.
Great. Okay.
Recently.
Sign me up.
Okay, this is another weird one. Best sandwich shop. City Bites, The Mule, which is not a sandwich shop.
I take their point, though.
Neptune, Sub Sandwiches, Scotty's Deli, and someplace else, a deli and bakery.
When's the last time you went to Scotty's?
A year ago.
They lowered the prices.
Ooh.
They put out more sizes of sandwich.
Okay.
I am a big fan of Scotty's
really?
Now. It used to feel like you were paying like $35 right. to get the whole situation.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, let's go to Scotty's. It jumped up from not an option to my first choice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
Hot
go for Scotty's.
Go back to Scotty's.
Scotty's needs that little sign in the window so people know.
Lowered prices?
No. Best of OKC.
Oh, yeah. Just me. My face.
Okay. Best barbecue.
Oh, I want to go back. Does
we'll
everybody
back,
remember this classic
what?
OKC news thing? I think about this every time.
What?
So Scotty's got their sign. Uh-huh. And it says like Scotty's Delicatessen.
Yes.
And Linda Cavanaugh was reading the news and she was like, Deli Cat Essen? Like on air. I think about it every time.
Oh my gosh. Can you find me a clip of
that? Yeah, like, we can find it.
Where's a clip of that?
Probably on the Lost Ogle.
We're not allowed to speak his name on this podcast. Okay. Next, best barbecue. Backdoor. Bedlam. Earl's, Rib Palace, Iron Star, and Swadley's.
What is Swadley's?
Right, and where's Maples?
Maples is currently, like, out.
Closed?
Okay. I'm very excited about the new Maples, though.
Yes, me too.
I really love Maples. I love that Texas style brisket. I like going to Backdoor. I don't want anybody, don't at me and being like, not very good barbecue or something. I like what I like.
Right.
I love that it's in the big truck tradition of having 25 sauce options for you all the time. Have you gotten the ranch there?
I don't like barbecue that much.
But do you like ranch?
Yes.
Okay. They have a really great ranch. I go there and I get the cheese fries with brisket on top of
that. That sounds great.
It's so good.
So, Mike, if Mike wants to go out to eat, he either wants back door or chicken beer. And I like chicken beer, so usually that's what we go get to eat together.
Okay.
If he wants to go get something, he gets back door by himself.
Call me next time.
Okay.
And I'll introduce you to what I like at back door.
Because I didn't know that they had
really good burgers.
See, I didn't know that. And
three different burgers.
I didn't know they had so many types of ranch because he doesn't like ranch. I love different types of ranch.
Get those cheese fries with the fancy ranch.
Next time. Next time I'm getting it.
Okay. Are we voting back door?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, I also have to get a shout out to Iron Star, even though it's like a bougie barbecue place. Mm. Best pizza place, Eagle One Pizza. Have you ever had that?
No.
Mike
no
one knew has. What it was. I was like,
is it from UConn or something?
Yeah, pretty much. He says it's like out there. Empire Slice House.
Did he think it was good?
He just said that's far away. He didn't give me an opinion.
That's the worst restaurant review when somebody's like, you want to go to this place? And they're like, too far.
Too far. He goes, oh, that's really far.
Mm.
Empire Slice House, The Hall's Pizza Kitchen, Hideaway Pizza, Pizzeria Gusto.
I love the last four, each in their own way so much.
Me too.
And I feel like they are all, Gusto, not really, but the other three, Empire, Hall's, and Hideaway, have become important in OKC.
Yes.
In different ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to say Hideaway because everybody's had a great Hideaway experience.
Right.
But I'm such a big fan of Hall's.
Me too.
I love Hall's.
They stepped their pizza game up. Like, and it's not just the pizza. It's the atmosphere of the restaurant. Mm-hmm. It's the bakery aspect of it. It's the burrata. The burrata?
Yeah.
I know. That's one thing that I'm like, there's no best appetizer on this list.
Right. Write that down. Where's our list of topics?
Let me write it down.
Here's so far what our ideas are. Best ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Best ice.
Mm-hmm.
Hottest bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Best appetizer. And best ad of business place on the Gazette to advertise for the best of. It's the meta ad, the best of the best of.
Right.
Okay.
So I love Hall's too. It's just, it feels elevated. And it's a nice place to go get pizza. Now, There's two sides to it because it's like sometimes you just want to grab a pizza and you just grab it from Hideaway because it's good. And it's a standard.
Like, I would do that. For me, that's more of an Empire thing. Like, let's just call it in. Because going into Empire has kind of become a huge hassle.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fixing that. they're getting that new location. And they fixed it with Easy Slice House.
Mm-hmm.
But the Hall's you can get into.
Yeah.
Options on the great bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, the pizza wallpaper.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do Hall's.
Mm-hmm.
All right, best soul food, which I don't think I'm very qualified to answer this. Do you want to veto or
let's just
skip. You want to skip? Okay, let's just skip. Let's not use our veto.
Here's
on
one of
this
my
one.
Favorite categories.
Okay, perfect. Best chicken fried steak.
My favorite is not on here.
Okay, Ann's Chicken Fry House, Cheever's, Del Rancho, Jimmy's Roundup Cafe, and Fried Pies.
Let's go.
And
let's
the
stop
press.
Recording and go
now. I am pulling up Jimmy's Roundup Cafe for
it?
Judy, the website.
Oh, man.
And it's touting that it has the best chicken
this
fried steak.
This is a pretty nice website.
That's what I thought, too.
This is like an Okie Pub or whatever Oklahoman's doing.
So here's the chicken fried steak.
Oh, man. That catfish looks bad, but...
I'm sure...
The gravy doesn't look good to me, but...
I'm sure that this has been on Discover Oklahoma at least once.
Oh, my God.
They have the yeast dinner rolls, like you had when you were a kid, right? That kid looks like he has
poor
grubby
guy.
Hands.
Yeah, and fried pies.
Let's see how much the chicken fried steak is.
Okay.
Here's all your breakfast.
$12. Okay.
Full chicken
fried
steak.
You can get a half chicken fried steak. That's nice for the ladies.
Yeah.
Okay.
It comes with two flour tortillas or two pancakes.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the pancakes. Tortillas cost like 20 cents each, and pancakes are like $6 a plate everywhere you
yes,
go.
Seriously.
I know what goes into pancakes.
Yeah.
Not fooling me.
Or you could get biscuits and gravy with it. Like, this is a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Okay. I'm willing to go here. Where is it?
It's on Southwest 59th. And
they should say that these are the northwest side of Oklahoma City Awards. Come on.
Okay. It's Yeah, it's on Black Wilder and Southwest 59th. I need to.
I'm down to go.
Probably need to go here.
I'm down to go. They stay open until 9 and 10. We got that late night.
You want to go right now?
Yeah. Pause this. With the that one.
Okay. Okay.
So, have you had the chicken fried tea? Isn't a chicken fried like T-bone or something at the Press?
I have not.
I haven't either. Mm-hmm. It's just not one thing I've gotten there. I love the Press though.
Mm-hmm. I do too. I do too.
Best not quite new restaurant.
I'm going to go. Mallory, you want to come on my birthday? It's a Tuesday.
Yes.
I'm going to get the state meal.
Ooh.
You know about that, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It's like the Oklahoma state meal. And
sharing a lot. $40.
How much? What's all in it? Let's look it up.
Man, biscuits and gravy, chicken fried steak, watermelon, barbecued pork, black eyed peas, I think.
Let's
this website
find it.
Is not very
doesn't
look very food focused. Best website. Yeah, for
that's
restaurant.
That's a good one too.
We can't really talk about that right now.
Okay, but,
okay, let's look at it. They don't have the state meal thing on the
menu.
Mm-mm, but okay, go.
What do I need to do?
I want
to
see what it is. It's a chicken fried ribeye. Fried ribeye.
Yes,
that's it. That's a little different than chicken fried steak. It seems like they're trying to put on airs about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll defer to you on this because I think the best chicken fried steak is at Class and Grill.
I haven't had that either. Mm. And I might have to veto two because I've only had the chicken fried steak at Cheever's. Mike mentioned that he thinks Ann's is the best because it's the cheapest.
It's supposed to be cheap food, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
I've had the Cheever's one. I think it's fine, but I don't think it's the best.
Who should we vote for, Jimmy?
Is the Del Rancho for the chickens, the sandwich?
I've
steak sandwich supreme?
When I was little, I boycotted Del Rancho. I told my parents, I'm not going there. I'm not going there because they're lying about the size of their chicken fried
sandwich. The sandwich Olympics.
And I've never eaten there.
Okay.
Right. So I guess
I'm boycotting this because Class and Grill
vote.
Isn't on
let's
there.
Let's not vote. Okay. Best steakhouse: Cattleman's, okay. Mahogany Prime, okay. McClintock, The Ranch, Red Prime.
I don't feel super qualified to talk about this because a lot of these places I can't afford on a regular basis.
No, I can't either.
I can't go to Red Prime all the time.
I don't think I've never been to Red Prime. I've been to The Ranch. I've been to McClintock. I have not been to Mahogany, which I am going soon, though. And I would always pick Cattleman's for my birthday.
I love Cattleman's.
Yeah.
I love everything about it.
Cattleman's is like the most quintessential Oklahoma steakhouse, right?
I love it. Yeah.
There's no airs. They just say, you know, George W. Bush sat here.
It's about the steak.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about the steak. Okay. Best sushi.
Okay.
Go-Go Sushi.
Oh, my. Oh, wait. Tokyo is on this list. Okay, sorry. Thought it was controversial. Okay.
Grand House, Asian Bistro, Sushi Nikko, Tokyo, Japanese restaurant, and Yokozuna.
Where is Yokozuna in OKC? I feel like they haven't made any kind of impression on me. It's from Tulsa. It's like a McNelly's group.
Oh, it's on Chisholm Creek.
Oh, well.
Oh,
I haven't been there.
I didn't like the sushi there when I had it.
That's going to be a no for me for going to Chisholm Creek.
Right. I mean.
Chisholm Creek, as I call it.
Little Dallas is the nickname I've heard.
Good one.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new Sushi Nako sign?
I have not.
Okay, so it's like a little roll, like a cut roll.
Okay.
And then there's two chopsticks picking it up.
Uh-huh.
And then on each of the chopsticks is where it says Sushi Nako.
Oh, that's,
like neon. It's very
cute.
Yeah, I'm really excited about their reno. It's taken a very long time.
It has.
But I think it's going to be cool because they say improved patio experience.
Maybe that'll be some good patio eats.
Yeah.
Okay, so Go-Go's pretty good. Go-Go's not open on Saturday. What's that about?
Just for like people that work downtown.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's about. It just feels like cheap to me. Just feels like we're in
it
and out.
It is cheap.
You wouldn't go on a date
there. I would go. So we've recently discovered Tokyo, which I can't believe I had a food podcast.
Oh, Tokyo is so great.
It's so great.
So good.
The house kind of smells like mildew, like when you walk in, but that's like comforting to me.
The charm. Have you ever gotten the little room they have?
Mm?
I think it's free. It's great. It's like $15.
I've seen it, but I haven't been in the room.
I've been in the room.
Ooh, that's nice.
I've been in the room.
We go there. It's really close to our house. We could walk there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always cheap for everything that we get.
Go Tokyo.
Okay. We eat a ton of sushi. And they have the best service there, too. You can also get a tiny bottle of champagne for $6.
Ooh, this is a category I feel very qualified to talk about.
Perfect. Best vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or healthy menu options.
This sucks as a category. This is the most Oklahoma category. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get the vegan and the vegetarian and the gluten-free and the healthy.
Right.
Which, like, I don't think anything at Loaded Bowl is healthy.
No, nothing at Loaded Bowl is healthy.
It's just vegan.
It's all fried. Yeah.
I had a stomachache the other day, and I was like, what could it be? Yeah. What could it be? Oh, well, I ate Loaded Bowl. Mm-hmm. It was good.
I don't know. Last time I went there, I had, like, the fish and chips, but it was, like, cauliflower or something, and I didn't like it. I had a stomachache, too.
You never liked it.
I never liked it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stomachaches.
And plus, it's, like, it's pretty far for me.
Well, some of us go to the south side. What's up at the Jones? Gluten-free stuff? I don't think of that as like a healthy.
I think they have gluten-free options for pizza.
Okay.
That's
not an issue for me.
But when it comes to vegan, vegetarian.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love to go to Cool Greens. Mm. It's my favorite place to go and get a salad when I'm at work.
Okay.
I love Cool Greens. I'm sorry the one in Nicholas Hills Plaza is shut down.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. We don't go there.
I love Picasso's. In fact, I think they have too many vegan and vegetarian items right now.
Okay.
But that's just the balance they're going to have to strike.
Yeah.
The Red Cup, do you like to go there for like a meal? Mm-hmm. Or is it just like I'm popping in to get
had a group of friends that would go. We would go every Saturday or Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. And I would always get something for breakfast. And it was always great.
I think the Red Cup is the only place on this list that is vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, and healthy. Hits all of those all the time.
Yes.
With no doubt.
And they're very innovative with their menu all the time.
Yes.
I want to vote for Red Cup.
Yeah, let's vote.
They used to have this salmon lox. It was like a salmon lox, but it was carrot. It was carrot lox. So good.
Oh, it sounds great.
Yeah. And then you'd put it on your, it would be like bagel and lox. And the cream cheese was like a cashew cream cheese.
Okay. Very qualified to talk about this one. This is my category.
I saw your spot on here, and I was like, okay, Judy's going to want to talk about this. Mm-hmm. Best gyro, which is Basil, Mediterranean Cafe, Couscous Cafe, Greek House, Swice's Greek Cafe, and Zorba's.
I've had good experiences at all these places except Couscous very recently.
Oh, wow.
I love Basil. Mm-hmm. For my money, they're the best fries in the city.
Yeah.
I know they're coming out of a bag, but they always are good. I love a beer battered fry.
Mm-hmm, me
Greek
too.
House is my old stomping grounds. I worked there for over 4 years. I have hacked that menu to death.
With it, which is very interesting because it's in Norman.
Yeah, that's how good it is.
Yeah, I know. There's no other Norman places on here.
Oh, wow. They don't have best Norman restaurant on here anymore?
Mm-mm.
That's very interesting. I just went to Swice's on Friday. Not the one in the mall, but the one like at Exchange and Reno, right near Loaded Bowl.
Right.
And it was really good. I really feel like I got my money's worth, and it was very fast. It was a day where it was 107 outside.
Ooh.
I was trying to be nice to every soul I talked to because we were all in the same struggle.
Uh-huh.
And it just was like the most pleasant, wonderful interaction.
Okay.
I helped a little girl find the ketchup.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Zorba's, I really like because it's one step up. I don't even get a gyros there.
Right.
I get like a pulled chicken.
And then they have the belly dancers and you get your little drink.
Yeah. I love it. I love Zorba's. Mm-hmm. Wish there were more restaurants like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you spell Mediterranean? I guess so. Looks weird.
Yeah.
All of these are great options for me. Do you have one?
No, I don't have one. I've had Greek House, I've had Zorba's, and I've had Basil. But my favorite is not on this list. It's Simply Falafel in Edmond. That's my favorite.
Okay.
So what do you want to vote for?
Let's vote Swice's because I just went there.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. give Swice that promo.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Best seafood. Brent's Cajun Seafood and Oyster Bar, which I've never been to and
my husband loves to go there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. The Drake Seafood and Oysterette, which we went to recently.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Off the Hook, Seafood and More, Pearls, and The Shack. I'm like, is The Shack still a thing? Like, both of their locations burned down at some point. Like,
that sounds like an insurance
fraud. I know my coworkers went the other day, but I don't. They didn't come back, like, with a glowing review.
Uh-uh.
So. I've heard Off the Hook is really good, too, but I haven't eaten there. I want to try their lobster roll.
Oh, that sounds really good. I love the Drake.
Me, too.
So good.
Let's vote for the Drake.
Why isn't Brandy Ice in the best cocktail category?
Right.
That's what's missing now.
And it's all, yeah, it's all the pump and bunker club.
So best dessert shouldn't be a list of places. It should be a dessert.
Right.
I'd like to read these.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Best dessert. Cheever's Cafe. I know you recently had an amazing dessert experience at Cheever's.
I got to try every single dessert on the menu because we were there with a big group they ordered all of them. And so I had a bite of the chocolate cake, which was...
I've done that at Ludovine, and it is like the biggest pleasure in the world to be like, we want every dessert on the menu.
Yes, it is. It makes you feel so good. We had the pecan ball, which, incredible.
Okay.
We also had...
Are they still open?
Huh?
We should go get a pecan ball. What time is it?
Didn't we do this last time we hung out? We were let's go to Cheever's.
Okay, the rest of the Jimmy's Roundup Cafe and Fried Pies. The Jones Assembly. They have interesting desserts.
They're like
an appetizer for dessert. When I'm getting a dessert, I'm like wanting a lot of dessert, decadent.
And I got one time I got like a cookies and milk thing there, and I'm like, I want a warm cookie, but it was like a cookie ice cream sandwich. So the cookie was really hard. It wasn't like those Trader Joe's ones. Yeah, you know, I'm not
La
impressed.
Baguette and then Pie Junkie. La Baguette's my obvious choice. Uh-huh. I love every dessert that comes out of there.
I have had a few things from La Baguette, but I'm not like a huge La Baguette. I'm gonna have to go with Cheever's just because the meal was incredible and then all the desserts came out and they were just
go Cheever's.
They were incredible. And we ate on that pecan ball for a long time. We had like a bite each night just to enjoy it.
What does this mean?
Right. So this is another one that I'm like, I don't feel qualified to answer because I've never had a wine dinner at any of these places, and I'm assuming they're talking about the wine dinners that are like $150. Mm-hmm. And let me ask you, is there a restaurant that is kind of prominent that you haven't seen on this list so far?
Ludovine?
Right. Mm-hmm. They're not on there at all. They were like, no, we're not going to submit.
I don't think enough people eat there.
Yeah.
What is it, seat 20?
I know, but best cocktail at Ludovine?
Yeah.
R&J's? There's no R&J's.
Have you come around on R&J's?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't been out in a while.
Somebody take me to R&J's.
Let's go to R&J's after this.
You know what? I actually, this will tell you something about me. I like wine.
I do too.
I just don't appreciate it the way I should. Mm-hmm. So I actually have for Mother's Day, I haven't gone to Nunsuch yet, but I have a little gift card to go.
Ooh.
And I asked for the non-alcoholic pairings with it because I thought they would be much more interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not qualified to ask about the wine dinner. I do want to talk about this Vast ad.
Okay.
This is a bad look. The ad says, I'm going to describe it to you for the listeners not following along on their Gazette.com.
I hope they're on their computer like scrolling and voting.
Okay, it says Vast in like, I would say like 40 size font. And then the rest of it's in 12. It's much bigger.
Yeah.
And then it just is an ad. Enjoy the best fine dining in downtown OKC at Vast, situated on the 49th floor of Devon Energy Center, from wine dinners to handcrafted cocktails. Okay, so it's just like this blurb that would be, okay. Then it has little tiny links to their Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I was about to say Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
And their website, is that even clickable? Their website?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yes it is.
Okay. Their phone number, and then a little map that
where it has my picture on it.
If you didn't know where it was, it would not be helpful.
Right.
It's like completely artless is the point. Not
just
a good ad.
One little image that has all this information.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a good look. And this is the old Twitter logo.
Yeah, and it looks like this restaurant group is the only one that bought ads in the middle of the survey, so that's...
I'm not going to vote.
No, I'm not going to vote on
this. Okay.
But if somebody would like to win next year, please invite us.
Yeah, the Metro especially, because
I've only been there one time.
I've wanted to try that out. Okay, best food truck or food cart cannot have a brick and mortar.
I love that that's a quality there.
The fried taco, never heard of it. Fill Me Up Cheese Steaks.
I've had that like once long ago.
Rockin' Rotolo Fresco Italian Cuisine.
They're going to lose on name?
Name, yeah. There's too many adjectives in there. The Saucy Sicilian and Taqueria Sanchez. I recently went to Taqueria Sanchez.
First time?
No. Okay. Remember we went together
that
one
time? Yeah, we did. Yeah, and then on the porch.
Me and Mike.
I have a great patio at my house.
Yeah. You do. And you were like, I like 90 degrees in the shade.
Oh, I was reading out there.
No.
I only went in because the light was too low. Made to live here.
Taqueria Sanchez was fine, but we went to the South Side that next Monday and ate at Taco San Pedro's, which is not a taco truck, but it was better than Taco. Yeah.
So what would you vote for? A Sicilian?
Sicilian.
Saucy?
Yeah.
Saucy's really good.
Saucy's great.
I'd like to have it more.
I thought they were supposed to have a brick and mortar. No, no.
Let's check OKC Talk for that.
All right, here's another good one. Best Mexican restaurant.
Why don't you have Pete from OKC Talk on the pod?
I don't know him. I'll have him on.
Reach out. You didn't know me?
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Yeah, he'd be a good guest.
Oh, man.
Best Mexican restaurant.
I'd like to read these.
Okay, go ahead. Go for it.
Abel's, Alfredo's, Barrio's, Chilino's, Ted's. Have you ever eaten at Alfredo's Mexican Cafe?
Yes. It used to be in Edmond, right?
They're all over. It's a chain. That's a turnoff for me. Except for Chilino's. I don't know.
Are you I'm talking sure? so much shit here.
Yeah. It looks like...
No.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's from Weatherford.
It's a local chain.
Yeah, it's a local chain, but their branding looks really chainy.
The guy is... Yeah, it does. The guy is a UCL alum.
It never looks good because it's always like in a strip mall.
I mean, it's not my go-to. It's definitely not my go-to.
But it was good.
It was
spooky.
Yeah,
not
where am I?
Close some tabs.
Yeah, okay.
What if we lost this survey?
That would be very upsetting. Abel's is out for me.
I like Abel's. It's just fine, but they don't have a liquor license, and it's too bright in there. Mm-hmm. I just went to Ted's, and it was good.
I love Ted's, and I have grown up being a Ted's girl. My family went to the original
what
Ted's.
What if you had a shirt?
I'm a Ted's girl. I'm a Ted's girl. My family went to the original Ted's on 65th, I think, as we were growing up. And so we've always eaten Ted's all the time.
We grew up with Chilino's.
Okay. Which one do you want to, what do you think?
They're so different. Mm-hmm. I think Chilino's is a better restaurant for Oklahoma City.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay. And Ted's is very, very corporate.
Yes.
Okay, best Latin
restaurant. Anytime somebody's advertising their catering, you know they're too corporate.
Right. Oh, there's a category, best catering. Don't worry.
Great.
Do not worry. Okay, best Latin restaurant, not Mexican. Okay. 1492, Cafe de Brazil, Cafe Antigua, Cafe Cacao, La Brasa.
I haven't been to La Brasa in a long time, but I've always liked it.
I've heard it's good. I've heard it's good.
Well, obviously, I went to Cacao this morning. Antigua already said.
I don't like Cafe de Brazil because every time I eat there, I feel weird after.
I feel like it's too expensive for like who I'm going with, but I always hit it up at the arts festival. It's my number one at the arts festival.
Okay.
I haven't been to 1492 in a long time.
I haven't either.
Last time on the pod, I was like, it's great because they have like some non-Mexican stuff, but they also have like some traditional great job with your phone.
That's my HQ.
They have some traditional... enchiladas.
Okay.
So it's a great compromise. Mm-hmm. I would vote Cacao here because I get different stuff than a Mexican restaurant for sure, and it's great.
Perfect. Okay. Best Italian restaurant, which I know you have your conspiracy theories about Italian food. Mm-hmm. I would like to get into Italian food.
Like, what do you mean by that? Start making your own pasta?
We don't eat Italian food that often. I'd like to eat there. I'd like to eat more Italian food.
Okay, well.
So Flip's Wine Bar, Gabriella's, which is on my list to go. Okay. I want to go there.
Call me. I'd love to go.
Okay.
I'd love to go.
Yeah. Perfect. Patrono, Stella.
Have you been to Patrono?
I have not. But I did have a recommendation from Shelby C. When she was on the podcast, she said she loves Patrono.
It is good.
Stella. Hold on, my mic. Okay. Vito's.
Where's Vito's?
Vito's is...
Oh, it's up on North May.
Yeah.
Ugh, yeah. No. Ugh. It's in a strip mall.
Yeah.
Don't invite me to a strip mall restaurant.
Vito's and Sean Cummings is like the two, there's like husband and wife. We did go to Sean Cummings the other day and we had a lovely time. Yeah. Cute.
I love Gabriella's. The mood is right there.
And it's haunted. So that's a plus.
I'll tell you why I want to go to Flip's. On their billboard, which changes a lot and is kind of fun,
it says
pizza till 1, full bar till 2.
Wow.
Speaking my language.
Yeah.
That's a siren song for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's good. It's kind of like cramped in there.
Yes, it is.
I like Gabriella's so much.
Okay, let's do Gabriella's.
Yeah.
Let's do Gabriella's pre me going there.
Okay, great.
All right.
Siren song.
Best Western.
Favoritest category name.
Best Western European restaurant. Not Italian.
So it includes?
Danish, English, French, German, Irish, Scottish, Spanish, etc.
Show me in Oklahoma, show me in Dallas,
right.
A Scottish restaurant.
There is none. A date. I want to go to a Danish restaurant. I'm Danish.
Yeah. Look at you.
Look at me.
Okay. The category, the nominees are Fassler, Ingrid's, La Baguette, Old Germany, Royal Bavaria. Is Old Germany back open?
Not yet.
I think people were just like, Old Germany, year after year, they're not going there because it closed.
Right.
Old Germany's off the
out,
list.
Out.
I hate going to Royal Bavaria because it's in buttfuck.
Yeah.
I love to go to Fassler's. Ingrid's is like spread their brand and it's like kind of skeezy.
Yeah.
I did
and
not
I
like
thought
it.
Ingrid's was shutting down.
They should. I think.
Okay, so we're doing Fassler or La Baguette?
We can go Fassler. Even okay. though I don't consider it a Western European restaurant.
They have a great pretzel.
I consider La Baguette a Western European restaurant.
Okay, let's do La Baguette then. All right, best Mediterranean restaurant, which
why is there best Euro and best Mediterranean restaurant?
And they're all the same, except Swice is not on here.
Neither is the Greek House.
All right, bye.
You know, somebody in my social media feed had like a three salad from Mediterranean Imports, and it looks so good. I like
yeah,
the food
I
there.
Really, and I really like the little, you know, going into the little store, looking at all
yeah.
the products.
For me, it's an important part of OKC.
Let's vote for yeah. them then. Okay. And Simply Falafel's not on here yeah. either.
Where's New News?
It is on Memorial in May. It's right by my work. I've had their food is fine.
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay. Yeah, I've been there. Best Indian restaurant. I'm also, this has been 2 years and I still haven't tried Indian food since we last talked about it. It's just not super high up on my list.
It's heavy.
Yeah. It's maybe for winter time.
Where's Fusion Kitchen?
I have no idea. Let's Google search this real quick. Close some tabs. Let's
close. It's in Midwest City. You don't know it? Oh, I have been there. I have been to Fusion Kitchen.
Is it good?
It's so great. Everybody go to Fusion Kitchen.
Wow.
It is.
a turnaround.
It is run by like just a husband and wife, and they make a variety of different curries every day,
Ooh.
Some of which you've never had. And she'll be like, would you like to try this one? Would you like to try this one? Would you like to try this one?
Wait.
No, it's like not
Where
in
is
a gas
it?
Station. This is it. It's like no. inside. It's inside a strip mall, but I'll go.
I'm telling you. See this restaurant
yeah,
right here?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This was my first job.
Oh, okay.
Right here.
What
Checkers.
Is it? Oh, Checkers. Okay. Moving on. Fusion Kitchen. They have a bunch of different things and they're all good and the people are really, really friendly.
Let's vote for
it
them.
It actually is like really interesting food.
Okay.
You'll get different things. The other places, Gopuram Himalayas, Taj, very similar, the mm-hmm. same basic buffets. Shish Mahal is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Fusion Kitchen.
All right, let's go for them.
Hey, if you guys go to Fusion Kitchen based on my recommendation, will you let Mallory and me know?
Mm-hmm.
I would love for somebody to go based on what I have to say.
I'm going to go based on what you had
Hit
to
it
say.
Up. Yeah,
when
take
I
your
see
parents.
My parents,
yeah.
they probably wouldn't want to go eat there.
They
with
have a
me.
Very small patio.
They have best patio dining in Midwest City. All right, best Japanese restaurant.
Okay.
Goro, Ramen, Musashi's, Shogun, Steakhouse of Japan, okay. Sushiniko, and Tokyo.
I prefer Tamashii Ramen.
Yeah, I haven't been there.
Oh, come on.
I know.
Do you like Goro?
I do like Goro.
Goro?
I like Goro, but I like Musashi's.
Oh, I like Musashi's too. Oh, yeah, we're going to go for New Year's Eve.
Yes. Okay. Let's do Musashi's.
Yeah, that was fun.
Because you could get the sushi, you get your hibachi, you get your drink that you can light on fire.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. Okay, best Chinese restaurant. Chow's.
Okay.
Feng's Kitchen, Golden Phoenix, Grand House, and Szechuan Bistro. You know, we don't eat at any of these places.
Bistro? The word bistro is blowing up here.
There's so many bistros.
We get Golden Phoenix quite a bit.
Okay.
I don't really like a lot of like Chinese takeout. Like, mm-hmm. There's always something I want more, but I really like Golden Phoenix.
Okay.
Their menu is very large, and everything on it is good.
All right, let's vote for them. I've heard Feng's is like the most authentic.
Where is that?
It's on 23rd. Klassen Asian District. Klassen and 30th.
I'll just have to drive by.
All right. They have a traditional menu, like a traditional Chinese menu, and then they have like an Americanized version.
I always like to shout out, the best Chinese food is at Wahaha in Edmond.
Yeah. So good. All right. Best Thai restaurant.
We should just take the next week off work and go eat.
I wish. Where did you eat Thai today?
We went to Bistro 38.
All right.
Was
it okay?
It was, yeah, it was good. My son was a mess.
Okay.
We wanted to go to Penang,
oh,
but
God,
there's no central Penang.
I know, I love
Penang. Mr. and Mrs. Penang, if you can hear me, please open one.
Penang is so good, and it's right by my work. Good. We go to Penang a lot.
Yeah.
I would say I would vote for Penang.
Yeah, I vote for Penang.
I have a Penang story off mic.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Best Vietnamese restaurant. Mm. Golden Phoenix, Lido Restaurant, Pho Quang, Pho Linh Hoa, and V?
Is it Seven?
Seven Asian Bistro. Okay. Another bistro.
I don't know if we should have Best Vietnamese and Best Pho. And that's not, I don't want to sound Eurocentric or
right.
American-centric here. This is like with the Euros. This should be like Best Hamburger Restaurant, Best Americana Restaurant for me. Like, especially when there's going to be so much overlap.
You want to veto the Best Vietnamese restaurant and go straight into Best Pho?
Yeah. Because all I'm judging on is pho. I'm only qualified to judge on pho.
Same. We need to get... Phi would probably have a different opinion.
I'd love to have a tour with her.
Yes, me too. Okay, Best Pho restaurant. Pho 54, Pho Quang, Pho Lan Asian Bistro, Pho Linh Hoa, and Seven Asian Bistro.
You can tell the French colonized Southeast Asia.
I mean, pho linh hoa is like...
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
So good.
It's the best. Ooh, I want pho. I want it to be cold outside.
In the summer you want pho?
Okay, best new restaurant to open since 6117.
So most qualified to talk about.
Honey Bunny Biscuit Co., The Jones Assembly, Neighborhood Jam, The Press, and Scotty's Deli.
My vote, these are all strong contenders.
Yes, they are.
You know, how about, I'd like to rank them.
Okay, let's
here's
do it.
My, here's my...
Let's do it.
For me, the one I care the least about, but is still a strong contender, Neighborhood Jam.
Mm-hmm.
After that, Scotty's Deli is great. I already said a lot about it, but I don't think it's not that important to me. It's still just a sandwich. It's the best of a sandwich. Honey Buddy is really good. It's not expensive, but it's just for like breakfast.
Yeah, I haven't been to Honey Bunny yet.
The Jones is a wonderful addition. I love it. It's a little too expensive for me to be like, oh, this is like the best restaurant, we're gonna hit it up all the time. The Press is so good.
Yeah,
I love an Oklahoma restaurant in Oklahoma. They do a good job of it. And what I always say is Oklahoma portions at Oklahoma prices.
Yeah,
it is a pleasure to go there. That's my ranking.
I agree. I would have to put the Jones Assembly above the Press.
Okay.
Just because I feel like it steps our restaurant game
absolutely
up.
Yes. I'm very torn.
Yeah.
I'm very torn. They're neck and neck.
It makes other big restaurants look at it and say, okay, we need to do better.
It's great.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay, who do you want to vote for? Let's do the Press. Let's do the Press. The Jones Assembly, they'll get their frosé.
Yeah.
They'll get all their stuff. Okay. So another one, this is like the best steak and best fine dining restaurant.
Yeah.
Mahogany.
We independently had great times at McClintock.
I love McClintock. Let's vote for them.
Yeah, great. That was easy.
And Vast has another one of their really cool. Okay.
I like this category. This is one I qualified.
Okay. I told you.
Okay.
Best place to dine before an event.
What you want to read them? What events are people going to after
a nap? Jimmy's Roundup Cafe and Fried Pies.
A nap.
Like, it seems like the place you go like after a school assembly
or
like a school orchestra concert.
Your parents like sponsored you on a field trip or
something. Yeah, your team won.
Your softball tournament.
Yeah, come on, guys. Best place to dine before an event. The Blue Garden. What would you be going to? The event is being at Blue Garden and getting drunk.
Yeah. And I'm just going to say it. I've never had a great meal at Blue Garden.
Yeah.
Have you?
The idea of like a food truck
park. And you're just like eating your food and you're standing up and you're like.
Yeah, I mean, a food truck park is not a place you go before. It's a place you go after. The Jones, because you're at the event. Mm-hmm. What other event are you going to go to besides something at the Jones? The Museum Cafe, I've never eaten there. It just seems like Grandma's going to be there.
And then is there, and it's really expensive.
The Pump Bar, Pump Bar for me is an after.
An after.
I wish I had a better answer for where to go before, but it's like every other thing that we've said we really like.
Here's the thing.
Musashi's or something.
Yeah, with Museum Cafe, they're thinking Civic Center. Like, whoever is voting, they're thinking.
Yeah. Okay, if you were going to the Civic Center, where would you go eat? I was like, where I would go?
Bar Arvidola.
Hello.
Hello.
Barbadola is what I like to call it. Barbadola.
Where would you go?
Patrono.
Okay, yeah.
Easy peasy.
Patrono's not on here.
I guess...
We would probably go somewhere in Midtown. So I would think like...
Blue Garden then?
But like Stella. Go. Like 1492.
Yeah.
Those are the options there.
All right, let's not vote.
I don't like that.
Let's not vote for this one. Okay, best neighborhood bar.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bunker Club, Edna's.
Literally no one lives at Jones Assembly yet.
No.
They are all under construction. The only thing over there is the City Rescue Mission.
Right. It's not a neighborhood bar at all. Mm-mm. Hilo Club, Jones Assembly, Pump.
Do people that live near the Hilo go there or Edna's? Just because they're in a neighborhood.
People go to the Hilo.
They do? That live around there? Okay, great.
But I would have to say the Pump.
I'd have to say the Pump.
Yeah
it's an easy.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great category.
Best rooftop bar.
Mm-hmm.
Bossa Nova, Gaiuti's, Museum Cafe, and O Bar, which they have another ad.
Which
kind of oversteps Packard's. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't notice it the first time I was looking at it. But yeah. I really like Bossa Nova.
They're on my list.
Yeah.
My shit list. Because they had a really great upstairs, and then they like built into it and got rid of the patio.
Yeah.
They lost patio square footage. Why would you do that?
They're dumb.
No. That's a no from me.
Okay. So, Gaiuti's. We went to Gaiuti's on St. Patrick's Day. We had a great time.
I like Gaiuti's. I've only gone one time. It was on my birthday. It's a place to go to holidays.
Yeah. There you go.
Gotta celebrate.
Museum Cafe.
No.
O-Bar. It's
I do like it, but there's also
it's good
like,
for a date.
Here's what happens to me several times in the O Bar.
What?
I'll be celebrating something because I have to like.
Yeah.
There has to be a reason to go to the O Bar. And I get there and there's like a line. So I've like parked in Midtown, gone up there, gone up the elevator, and I'm like, we're at capacity. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Tell us downstairs. Have a sign downstairs.
Yeah, a little neon.
Vacancy. No vacancy.
Yeah. Do you have an answer? Best rooftop bar here? Packard's is like. I've only gone for happy hours.
I'm going to say Gaiuti's.
Okay, great.
Yeah. We had a great time there.
I love it.
We had a great server.
Yeah.
It was good food. Okay. Best upscale bar.
Hello.
Okay, so bar, how do you say it again?
Arbolada.
Arbolada.
But you see how bar ends in AR and Arbolada starts with AR?
Yeah.
So it should be like
it's hard for me.
Barbolada. Barbolada.
The Jones Assembly.
Okay.
O Bar. Okay. Sidecar.
Ugh.
You don't like Sidecar?
No. It's all full of, like, Chesapeake Devon douchebags.
Yeah. Vast.
Hey, any Chesapeake Devon douchebags listening, go fuck yourself.
And that's it.
Yeah, my answer is
Arvidola.
I go there every chance I can.
It's so good.
I was there Friday.
I need to go again. Best non-smoking bar, which I'm like, what?
They all are.
They're all non-smoking.
Okay, yeah, they all should be. Do you go to any smoking bars? By choice.
Sometimes I want to go to
this category should be best smoking bar.
That's true. There's a couple smoking bars that I'm like,
you know,
I'd like
the
to go there,
is a smoking bar.
I'd like to go there, but I don't want to smell like smoke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We should give some love to the Bunker Club, I think.
Okay, what's the list nightclub and lounge?
That is a nightclub and lounge in North Park Mall. It's 90s. It's 90s themed. And it's
on purpose or it's just been there since the 90s?
It's by the same people that do Groovy. They're new.
Why is it called The List, like Franz List or something?
It's by the same people that do Groovies.
Have you been to Groovies? I haven't.
Not recently.
Doesn't sound fun.
No. Mm-mm. It's I can smell it from here. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
Pony Boy? The Bunker? Let's just vote Bunker.
Okay.
All right, best new bar to open since 6/1/17, which...
Okay, I want to change our votes here.
Okay.
I'm sorry I'm not giving the Bunker enough love. I think the best non-smoking bar is Pony Boy.
Okay.
I think it like still feels like a bar downstairs, and it's like a totally different bar upstairs in a cool way.
That's true.
The best bar to open is Arbolada.
Okay.
That is like, that for me is changing the game on what our bar should look like.
Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful.
I want to give a shout out to the Anatomy Wine Club.
Yeah, tell me about your experience there.
It was great. I'll have one criticism.
Okay.
I walked in there and I was like, it's obvious that Sarah Kate did not design this place. There's a difference. There's a Sarahkade experience when you go in someplace, and she did Arvada.
She did. Oh, okay.
So, I love the idea. It's a great way to make wine accessible. Like I said, I don't know a lot about wine, but I like to drink it. I just need some help with it. They come through, and you have a little like flight, and they're like, "Here's what's up with this one. Are you experiencing that? Take a smell. Here's a history of like the winery. Yeah. It's really
an education.
Nice. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great. So that's the best bar to open since 7/1/18.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Best patio dining.
What is the fucking difference between patio brunch and patio dining?
That's what
about I just patio.
And the Blue Garden and the Pump, they're all patios. There's no
okay
choice to go anywhere else.
You're gonna die on this. So I've been going to 405 Yoga, and every time when I'm practicing yoga, I look into the Barrio's patio, and it looks so nice.
It's beautiful. Sarah Kate did it. Are you kidding?
That should be the theme. It's beautiful. Sarah Kate did it.
We need to get Sarah Kate on the podcast.
We need Sarah Kate to give me a makeover.
Yeah, she needs to give my house a makeover. Ugh. I don't know. I would say the halls, I guess.
Blue Garden, no. Okay, let's get this. Barrio's, no. Blue Garden, no.
What kind of patio is at the Jones Assembly?
The outside?
Yeah.
The whole thing.
I don't think so.
The Pump is like, I'm going to go halls. It feels the most curated.
Me too. Okay. Best diner. Beverly's Pancake.
The diner is in Norman. There's another Norman restaurant.
Beverly's Pancake House.
No.
Class and Grill.
Yes.
The Diner.
Yes.
Jimmy's Roundup Cafe and Fried Pies and Sunnyside Diner.
So Sunnyside could call itself a diner, but it's like a restaurant. It's a restaurant. Come on, man. Yeah. There's no grease anywhere.
Class and Grill?
Yeah, the diner gets enough love on its own, but I always want to vote for Class and Grill.
All right.
So good.
All right, this one made me go, ugh, as well. Best Bakery.
Why
did they do this? Brown's Bakery, Buttersweet Cupcakes? Like, that's a cupcake place. It's not a bakery.
Make other stuff.
All right. Ganache Patisserie.
Where's that?
That is in Chisholm Creek, your favorite place.
North of Dallas.
Holy Rollers and La Baguette Bakery.
For me, it's going to be La Baguette.
Okay.
Because, like, Brown's is mainly donuts, and their cakes just look like Walmart cakes.
Mm-hmm.
No offense if they're, like, actually good. Their cookies seem expensive. Mm-hmm. Buttersweet, I don't know. Ganache is, like, so expensive.
Yeah.
I read that article.
It's very fancy.
And they're like, well, if you can't afford it. You don't know what good stuff is.
What?
Basically, they had an article somewhere where they're like, it's really good, and that's why it's worth the price.
That's the whole thing about
Chisholm.
Chisholm, but the buttermilk biscuits place. What was it called?
Exactly.
Yeah. Butter. It's called buttermilk.
Holy Rollers is great. That's where I want to get vegan food because it doesn't sit in my stomach.
Right.
It's really good, but all they have are like donuts and English muffins.
Yeah.
Love I get everything.
They have everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
So good.
All right. So here we get into the districts, district restaurants. So the first one.
23rd versus Paseo. Okay. My favorite.
The best one. Okay. So the best Uptown 23rd district restaurant. Cheevers, The Drake, Gaiuti's, Pizzeria Gusto, The Pump.
What an embarrassment of riches. Who didn't make this list?
Right.
Honey Bunny.
Yeah.
Backdoor.
Right.
Scotty's.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Basil Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm. Chicken Beer.
Chicken Beer.
Okie Pokey.
Oh, yeah, I've been there, but yeah.
I mean, it's not like really finished yet, but.
That fucking Taco Bell I'm at all the time.
The McDonald's?
The McDonald's cones. Okay.
Cheevers, so good. The Drake, so good. Gaiuti's, good. Gusto, I just haven't been in a while.
It's okay. It's okay. It's pretty good.
The Pump.
Remember we tried to get food there and they wouldn't serve us?
Yeah, I feel like the food aspect of the Pump has gone down a little bit.
It's
and
not.
I like kind of don't blame them.
Yeah.
They don't need it.
They don't need it.
The Drake
is new-ish. Cheevers is just a standard.
Cheevers been there. I vote Cheevers.
Okay,
I vote Cheevers.
Let's do it.
Okay, best right. Plaza District.
Okay.
Here we go. Empire Slice House.
Mm-hmm.
Goro. How should I say it? Goro?
I thought it was Goro.
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 Goro. Goro Ramen. The Mule. The Press. Pritchard.
I say let's vote for the Press.
Yeah, the Press. Here's where we'll give the Press that love.
Yes.
That's a fucking restaurant.
Yes.
Empire, come on. The Press is something you might take your parents.
Mm-hmm.
That's a restaurant.
They would love it. Actually, my parents would really love the Press.
Let's have our parents meet at the Press. Meet me at the Press.
That'd be perfect.
Impress at the Press.
For your Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma portions at Oklahoma Presses.
All right, best Paseo Arts District restaurant.
Okay. This category is going to be totally different next year.
Yes.
We got so many.
They're opening so many. And then the people that are doing, like Ryan Parrott is opening.
Have you met with Ryan?
No, I haven't. He's such a fun person. You're my last scheduled guest for a while. So I'm going to take a little break, and then I'll have a bunch more people on.
Great. Yeah. Okay. I made the cut.
Yeah, you did. Buttermilk Sliders, Paseo Grill, Picasso Cafe, Sauced on Paseo, and Scratch Kitchen and Cocktails.
Sauced is not a restaurant.
No, it's not.
You ate it at Scratch, right?
No, we've only gotten dessert there. And I wouldn't eat at Scratch.
It seems expensive. The menu seems limited. And like, I love Ludovine. I love an expensive limited menu, but Scratch wasn't scratching the itch for me.
Mm-mm. So I want to say Picasso.
This is like my RuPaul, like, Scratch. You didn't scratch the itch for me. Sorry, guys.
Shantae, you stay.
Yeah, Picasso Cafe, Shantae, you stay. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Stalwart of Paseo. Thank you, Picasso Cafe.
We go there for, like, anniversaries. Oh, man.
Remember my birthday?
Your birthday for Valentine's Day. It's just a standard for us.
We just pop in, pop out.
Pop in, pop out.
The other day.
I think we would lose so much of our money if we lived.
The other day, we went there and we just got two burgers and split them with Wesley.
Yeah. That's a sweet moment. Mm-hmm. That moment brought to you by Picasso Cafe. Please be my sponsor. All right. Best Auto Alley District restaurant.
Man. Okay. Well, Broadway 10, I've never been to.
Not
Take
great.
Me, Kobe Bryant or whatever. Cultivar, I still want to talk about $17 salad that I got there. I love Hatch. That's the Hideaway I like going to.
That's it's a good Hideaway.
Fun. And then Red, I can't afford.
Let's do Hideaway.
Yeah.
All right. Best Bricktown restaurant.
Okay.
So, I think we know the answer on this one, but Bourbon Street Cafe, Bricktown Brewery, which does have a really good chicken fried steak.
Oh, okay.
If you've never had it.
You got the chicken fried steak files.
Yeah. I get so fat. Charleston's, Chilino's Mexican restaurant, the classic Chilino's.
Whose best is Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill? Have you ever been there?
I have.
I've been there one time.
It was not good.
No, woof.
I would say Chilino's.
Chilino's. My 35th birthday is coming up.
That's going to be great. That's going to be great. Okay.
If you don't know about my 35th birthday party yet, you are going to want to become friends with me.
So you have how many years to become friends with you?
Oh, 6 or 7. 1 year.
Okay.
1 year.
So if you like Judy, you can tweet her
at Judy Ganuel.
Let's see if anyone has responded to this. Ugh. No one's responded to our tweet. Okay. All right, so next is Best Midtown.
Too many districts. Not enough homes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Barrios, Go-Go, The Halls. Here's another thing. I'm tired of seeing the same restaurants over and over.
Yeah. Once you get nominated 3 times, that's it.
Yes, that should be a rule.
They have to ask you, which 3 do you want to be nominated in?
Yeah.
I'd be happy to run this. What if it was OKC, Over Easy, and
Maybe we should write to them and be like, this is what needs to happen.
Because it's a labor of love for us.
These rules suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a labor of love. It's a passion project, okay? The Halls.
I'm following McNally's. My
bliss. Stella.
Okay, Barrios, Go-Go, Halls, McNally's, Stella.
I'm like, now
we
I'm
can't
at the
vote
point where
Halls
I'm like,
again.
Let's vote Stella because we haven't voted Stella.
I don't
want to
vote Stella.
Okay.
And let's vote Go-Go.
All right.
Yeah, we want to
give Go-Go.
Yeah, we want to give Go-Go some love.
All right, here's another one. Best Western Avenue District Restaurant.
Okay.
Flips.
These are like the original district restaurants.
Western Avenue.
Flips, Wine Bar, Musashi's, Sushi Nico, VZD's, The Wedge. And I'm like, if Flips is included, isn't all Class and Curve included?
Yeah, exactly.
So where are all the Class and Curve restaurants?
What
Republic,
would you put in there?
Republic.
I do love that Republic. Upper Crust?
Upper Crust. Cafe 501 is in there.
Checkers?
Zoe's. Zoe's Kitchen. The Whole Foods Hot Bar.
Hop Dottie
now, yeah. I don't know. I say Sushi Nico, I guess.
Have you been to VZD's since they reopened?
Ugh. I've been to VZD's a couple times. I tried with them. Like, I used to live. I feel like Drake.
I don't want to eat any of these places.
I
right
want
to
eat at
I'm
Sushi
sick of
Nico.
These places. Okay.
I know. I'm voting for Sushi
okay,
Nico.
Okay, here's an interesting one. Best downtown restaurant. Not Bricktown, though. Okay. It includes the Arts District, the Film Row, and the Farmers Market District.
All right.
Flint. Joey's Pizzeria, the Jones, Loaded Bowl, and Vast.
Because you can't vote for the Jones Assembly again.
Yeah.
Remember when we ate at Joey's, though?
Yeah. Did we have a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. I like Joey's. I went there pretty recently.
And I went there for the pizza
file. I also really like Flint, actually. Okay. I like Flint a lot.
Let's vote for Flint, then. Yeah. Remember, I did the Joey's for the pizza files, and it was pretty good.
It was pretty good. I miss pizza.
Best
Here's restaurant. The motherfucking best restaurant. Here it is, guys. The best restaurant. Cheevers. Let's go back and forth. I'll start.
Cheevers Cafe.
Jimmy's Roundup Cafe and Fried Pies.
The Jones Assembly.
The Pump Bar.
Ranch Steakhouse.
Why is the pump in here? It's not a restaurant. It literally says bar in it.
Okay. If somebody was like, Mallory, I'm paying. Where do you want to go?
Cheevers or the Jones Assembly?
The Jones. I want to go to the Jones. Yeah. Right now, it's like hot. Feels like, ooh, what? I want to get this thing. I want to get that thing. Like, Cheevers, I've been like, ooh, I've had all of, what's the special?
I have
everything there.
Jones Assembly.
And it's always really good. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of really hot people working there.
They do. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's a little pretense for our categories. All right. Best caterer. What the?
I don't know. What's Ned's?
Actually, my friend is getting married and like Ned's was like one of her choices for catering. She was like, no. So.
Yeah, Rococo needs to step their pussy up. The only thing you're nominated for is best caterer. I don't want to vote on this at all.
I don't either. Okay, here's some interesting ones. Best chef. Andrew Eskridge, the Jones Assembly. Bruce Reinhardt, Rococo, which I feel like he stacked the deck too. Yeah. Your restaurant is not on this list at all, but you're up for best chef? What?
James
Vu,
okay.
LaBrosse, Jeff, and this is Chef Jeff or something on Instagram
because I follow Chef Jeff.
Goro Ramen, Kurt Flessinger, Vast. Okay. He's kind of the old guard.
Yeah.
So is Bruce Reinhardt. I don't know about James Vu or Vu or Chef Andrew. Eskridge. I do know Chef Jeff.
Which of these do you? What would be a good way to judge it? Which of these are you like, wow, this food is like really good and really interesting. Unexpectedly Goro. Amazing.
Goro.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way.
Yeah. I'm going to vote for Goro.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Way to go, Chef Jeff.
All right. Best server. And I mean, I'm not qualified to answer this one either, but.
Well. This is what their names are. Let's vote on their names, okay?
Okay.
It doesn't matter. I'm not even going to read the restaurants.
Don't read the restaurants.
Billy Noble?
He sounds like he is a Broadway star. Doesn't he?
Aaron Roy.
Mm-hmm.
Guinevere Langer, Katura Nelson, and Kelsey Thurman.
I have to say, I do love a Guinevere.
I don't.
And Katura Nelson is a good name, too. What do you think?
I don't want to vote for Jimmy's Roundup Cafe and Fried Pies.
What place have you had the best service? Not Barrios.
Not the pump.
The Jones Assembly.
Yeah, I guess the Jones. I have the service there. The Jones is one of those places where they have like a waiter and then 25 people that are bringing your shit out. And I'm like, okay, fine.
And also the ranch, you're going to have the best service at the ranch because you're dropping $250 on a meal.
Doesn't a nice steak sound good?
Yeah. Is a ranch open? All right. And then best bartender in their bar. Okay. Our favorite is not on here.
I know.
Amber Taylor, the Pump Bar. Jason Wynn, the Jones Assembly. Jolie Foster, not Jodie Foster.
These are great names.
Hilo Club. Yeah. Rainier Crespo.
Rainier Crespo is the winner for me.
He's at the Bunker Club.
Hi, Mallory. It's Rainier Crespo calling you back.
That's such a good name.
I know.
And Rebecca Jin.
Is her last name really Jin?
Yeah. What a great name for a bartender.
Yeah. And she's at the pump. She's a...
Two pumps.
She's like the Bazoom Zooms. Is that her?
I love the pump bar babes.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
The votes are split.
Yeah, I can't. I guess Rainier.
Yeah, I love Rainier.
All right.
So best bartender what about hottest bartender?
Right, so that's what we're going to talk about.
Okay, great. All right. Did we do it? Okay.
Where did it go? Yeah, we did it. Okay. We voted. We voted. Okay. I think I have to click something in my email to get it.
Okay, let's look at these ads. All right. Let's start here.
All right. So this is our first category. best ad, I guess.
So did we actually go through all of the, we just did the restaurant
we
ones?
We just did the
restaurant. Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Because I was like, where's best vapor shop?
Remember we did like restaurants and something else last time? Like, let's see what we're at. We're already at an hour 18. This is like double the amount of like time I usually do.
This is just for a true OKC over easy head.
This is OKC over easy deep cut. If you've made it this long, thank God. Okay.
Buy us a steak.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. We've got Edna's.
That sucks. It doesn't tell me anything about what a lunchbox is.
Best cocktail lunchbox, best neighborhood bar, best pre or post event spot. Okay.
The Sunbeam one was kind of sad.
Whoa, fill me up cheesesteaks.
That's a bad ad. This Rococo one is pretty good.
Look at this Rococo one. Best chef?
Best caterer.
And it's got a picture of him.
He looks like a chef.
Yeah, he is a chef. Coop, Aleworks just says thanks for your support. They don't need this.
Shout out.
They don't need this.
Yeah, we're doing fine.
Oh, but Bedlam Barbecue. I like Bedlam's.
I like their patio. Yeah. That's the best patio.
Yes, it is.
Don't you want to get married out there?
I do.
Okay.
Maybe we should. I bet I could.
Say I do to a wedding at Bedlam.
I bet I could convince Mike to do like rehearsal dinner there.
And then have sure. Sarah Kate do it.
Yeah.
Sarah Kate,
will you please do my wedding? Vote for us, Hilo Club.
That looks cool.
Wait.
That's a great ad.
Best LGBTQ plus bar club. We didn't see that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where's that category at? Vote Lush for best women's boutique. Credit Union. And that's it. That's all we've got on the side.
The best one is the Hilo one.
I like that one. Looks cool. I like the Rococo one.
Okay, so it's between Rococo and Hilo. Yeah. We'll have two votes on that. Great.
Okay. One thing that's not on this list is best ice cream.
So what are the options?
I would say Brahms.
Okay.
Roxy's.
Ooh.
Capitals.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all.
I love Roxy's. It's just hard to get to.
What about our... Andy's. Have you had Andy's frozen custard?
I did it on the 4th of July.
Yeah, it's really good.
It was good. I'd like to just put a call out. There's no ice cream place in Paseo.
Ooh.
If I mean, like, there's the frozen yogurt place on 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
I eat ice cream every single day.
So good.
I'm not joking.
I had a Brahms cone today.
Mm.
Yeah.
I might pick one up for my man. Yeah. Like that.
I know what my man likes.
I know what
likes.
My man likes. I'm not even going to tell him. I'm just going to show up with it. And then I had a
frozen yogurt twist in a cone.
Love it.
Yeah.
Classic. I saw a great comment on Instagram.
What was
so
it?
So classic. It was like, Brahms, for the Brahms birthday thing. And
oh,
they're like,
we're
celebrating with like 50 cent cones all day, 50 cent twist cones all day, or something. Somebody's like, there's a purple one, but frozen yogurt machine gonna break from all of that. I was like, of course, they're all gonna be broken.
Oh my
Brahms.
God.
Okay, is Capitals worth it?
The price?
Yeah.
The line.
The line is not
the
worth
parking.
It.
The parking. If you're down there and you're having a night and you've just been at Halls and
you
you're
didn't
like,
get a cookity cook at Halls?
Maybe not. Maybe you were saving room for
the Capitals.
For Capitals.
Oh man.
I say yes. But for just your daily apparently ice cream needs, I gotta say Brahms, okay. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Roxy's is good, but it's too expensive.
You gotta drive to get there.
You gotta get There's someone in Class and Curve now though.
I should go there.
Yeah.
Best ice.
Okay, so the Drake.
The Drake has great ice.
Great ice.
Sonic.
Sonic
gets nominated.
Yeah. We're all talking nugget ice now, right?
Are there any bars that have fun ice? I think they have it at Pony Boy. They have some fun ices at Pony Boy.
They also have fun ice at Scratch. They have big ice cubes that they stick a brand thing in, and it has an S on it.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's Vault Ice Company that like supplies them with it.
Have you had Vault Ice on? I have a lot of questions.
Okay.
I have a lot of questions.
Do you want me to bring you on with Vault Ice?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, please.
How do you do it?
I love Drake Ice. I always recommend if you're going to the Drake, you're already going to drop $100.
Right.
Treat yourself to a Coca-Cola on a full thing of that Pebble Ice.
Yes.
So good.
Oh,
my gosh. Untouchable.
Right. A soda. Soda fountain Coke is like the best.
On that pebbly ice. Best ice. So good.
So you think the Drake, best ice? Yeah. I don't know. It's beautiful. It's beautiful because and the ice have, and fits they have the restaurant.
Then did they have Sarah the, Kate do the brandy ice.
Did Sarah Kate do the Drake?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. Now, who does all of the good egg? They must have somebody inside. That's an inside job.
That would be my new job. I would not be very good at that.
And they have the brandy ice.
Yes.
That we want to congratulate as being the actual winner of OKC's Best Cocktail.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. And if you don't know about the brandy ice, tweet me and I'll send you my essay about it. Because I wrote an essay about it. Okay.
So let's call it hottest bartending staff.
All right, let's do it. Hottest bartending staff. The pump.
The pump?
The pump bar babes.
Jones?
Oh yeah, the Jones. They're all looking great.
Barbalata.
Yes.
Where else are the hotties working? The girls at the other room.
Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks. Oh man. Yes, the girls at the other room.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. They're like alternative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's just say it's a pleasure to be nominated.
Right.
This is where we think the best looking people in OKC work.
But we love Barbalata.
Barbalata. Yeah.
And they put on their records and they're just like making you a drink.
Everybody looks, they're looking the part.
Yeah.
They have like a uniform.
Yes, they do.
And it's better than like the Jones one.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody looks good at Barbalata.
Yeah. We vote them.
Yeah.
Hottest bartending staff.
Yeah, hit us up.
Okay. Is there any more that you had?
Mm-mm.
Best appetizer.
Oh, yeah.
Quinn's Burrata.
What's on the Picasso's appetizers?
Ooh,
they have those. Oh, you know what? My husband loves the hush puppies at the Drake. Always wants to get them.
Also, at Picasso, they have the avocado salmon egg rolls with like the jalapeno sweet.
Chili's Southwest egg rolls. How come we didn't see this? How come we didn't see the category best chain you wish was local? That's the most Oklahoma category I can think of.
Yeah, they
should be on the ballot in November.
They had that last time, right?
Yeah. And we voted Chili's, I think.
Gazette, get it together. We can help you.
Yeah.
Like, we can help you.
Some budget cuts.
We can help you sell ads. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll help.
I hope they listen to this entire thing.
At them.
Hit us up.
Okay. What's our running time at?
We are at an hour 26.
That's probably
plenty. I think that's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, Judy.
Oh, wait. Maybe somebody.
Did someone tweet us up? Tweet at us. Okay.
No one.
All right. Nobody cares about us. It's fine.
We tried.
We did try. I hope we get a ton of listens on this. Mm-hmm. So thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. This is my favorite thing to do besides actually eat food with you.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. If people want to follow you, they can follow you on Twitter.
At Judy Ganuel.
Yeah, she's got some
I've been there.
She's got some great tweets.
Had some really popular tweets lately.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
I don't know.
Hitting a nerve.
I had to take a break from Twitter because of all that tweet drama.
Oh man, there was some drama.
That was a lot of drama. But you can follow her on Twitter and visit her at your local library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on by.
You can also follow me at OKC Over Easy on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and OKCOverEasy.com. Also sign up for the OKC Over Easy email newsletters. I'm going to take, I think, a 2-week break, and then I'll come back with new episodes.
And start trying to be our friend if you want to go to my 35th birthday or Mallory's barbecue wedding.
Or my 30th birthday at McClintock, where you're dressing up as a Westworld character.
I'm so excited. I want to go as a, have you seen season 2?
I'm in the middle of it.
I want to go as one of the drones.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Sexy.
Very sexy. Bible. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Bye, OKC.
And we will talk to you later. Bye.